Paul Tremblin allowed only one Thunderbolt hit Wednesday night as the Gateway Grizzlies defeated Windy City 7-1 at Standard Bank Stadium. I'm Terry Bonadonna, and this is your Bolts Daily Podcast. The Grizzlies jumped out to a lead right away. With two outs in the first, Rogelio Norris walked and John Myers doubled him in for a 1-0 lead. Gateway scored their second run in the third inning without the benefit of a hit. Two walks and a sacrifice bunt put runners at second and third, with one out and a passed ball scored Jonathan Johnson to make it 2-0. John Shelby's two-run homer in the fourth chased Blaine Weller from the game and put the Grizzlies ahead 4-0. The Bolts, meanwhile, were hitless through six innings. Heading into the seventh, they had just three base runners on two walks and an error. In the seventh, though, they had two runners on for the first time thanks to a pair of Tremblin walks in front of C.J. Gilman.
Gilman grounds it up the middle. That ball gets through for a hit. Decker comes in to score. It's the first hit of the game for Windy City, and they trail now 4-1 in the seventh.
Gateway put the game away in the top of the ninth, scoring three runs on two hits. Landon Hernandez had a two-run single, and Anton DeJesus' RBI infield single closed the scoring at 7-1. Tremblin walked four and struck out six in the win, while Weller took the loss. Zach Treese pitched two innings to complete the one-hitter and earn his third save. The loss drops the Bolts to a game behind Gateway for first place. The Grizzlies will go for the sweep Thursday night at Standard Bank Stadium. Thanks for listening to today's Windy City Podcast.